Covered a couple things on this Brian Golf Show, and that is steesandtees.com is live only through the weekend. Okay, so if you're like going through, maybe doing some shopping and whatnot, we got a lot of different product we're going to talk about on the site, steesandtees.com. Also, I want to talk about the Bridgestone Tour B that just launched today as I'm dropping this podcast. I'm playing the Tour B XS, loving that ball. We'll talk a little bit about my experience with it and why I feel like you need to go give it a shot. Also some events. We got Battle at the Beach coming in a couple of weeks, and Vegas got a spot left for that. Talk Pinehurst, the Stableford event, because some people didn't even know that we actually had an event at Pinehurst. So that is something we've got to cover, and I'm going to touch up on the distance debate a little bit. And I get a little scatterbrained when I talk about the distance debate, but just because it's a tough topic to talk about. You know, I don't know how to kind of wrap it all in other than amateurs 100% do not need the ball to go any less far.
The Brian Golf Show.
Four!
Presented by Cobra Puma Golf.
That was an excellent shot.
Yeah, real good form.
Quick check-in podcast. We just have a lot going on, so I'm going to kind of go down the list, catch you up on what we have going on that may interest you, and then I'm going to jot my opinion down on a couple things, including the new Bridgestone Tour B XS, which I'm playing, but the whole Tour B line just launched today. And then also we've got steesandtees.com up just through the weekend. So if you're listening to this after 9 o'clock at night on the 16th of February, well, then you've missed out on steesandtees.com and our latest sale. Great sale, by the way. Lots of gear up there. If you catch this pod before 6 o'clock on Valentine's Day, you can DM us and I'll just give it. Be Mine Stees is the password for early access. Be Mine Stees, and the B and the M and the STZ are all caps. All right. So it's case sensitive. And then the distance debate. I do want to bring up the distance debate just a little bit towards the end of this pod. My thoughts on that. And I guess our events, just a little catch up on what we have there. So first up, steesandtees.com. It's live now. Lots of Grayson. Tons of Grayson. All right. Clearly, we've got a hookup on Grayson, so we're not shy about that. And then we have some Puma. Do we have FootJoy shoes up? Some Adidas. We have G4.
As of right now, though, there's only a couple left.
Okay.
Of the shoes.
Full disclosure.
Yeah.
At this point, we've had the store open for early access for a couple hours.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've actually... We've actually done a good amount of sales. So with that being said, we've ran out of some things already. And then we've got some logoed gear. Now, someone asked me, DM'd and said, does it say if it's logoed, meaning is there a golf course logo on it? Or is any of this used? The answer is none of it is used, ever, never. It's not happening. And then the other part is there's actually a section at steesandtees.com that when you go to apparel, the drop-down menu says logo apparel. It's at the bottom. So anything that's logo apparel.
Yeah, and it'll say it in the description too. So if somehow you get off track on the site, it will say under the description logo, and it'll say the golf course, and it will always have a picture of where the logo is. So there's no questions asked. There's not a ton of logoed stuff, but we did want to throw it on there just because it's at a decent price. So for those that don't care if it's got a logo on it, it is on there for good prices, but it will always say as well.
Some of the logos actually are pretty legit too. Like a year ago when we did a Steez and Tees sale, there was a couple of them, like the Fox, and we didn't label it quite as well because we were in full control of the site at that point. Where now we're doing it kind of our way. These logos are actually legit. Like on the G4 shirt, it's like a little green and a flag, and actually isn't too bad, and you can barely see some of them. So definitely, if you want to save a little bit of extra on there, some cool items that we put up. We have a great deal on the hanger by Watson Golf. You know that is one of my favorite training aids. It's actually one of the only training aids I've ever used. Helps with wrist angles, positions in the swing, and rotation.
And that ships free for you pod listeners. It's hanger free, and it'll give you free shipping.
Good. See, if you weren't on this pod just hanging out doing, she's over there doing Valentine's Day treats for our little guy at school tomorrow, or today, if you will. Happy Valentine's Day, baby.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We've got the, I wouldn't have known about the shipping thing.
I know yet. It, because you didn't do it, I did it.
No. Okay, so tell them about this one, the Rockform G-Rock speaker.
Oh, so that is new. We recently got the G-Rock speaker, and we also, they are providing speakers for all of our carts for the tournaments, which is awesome. They're magnets, it's like super heavy duty magnets. But we just added those to the site, and the advertised price is $99.99, but Valentine Rock 30. So Valentine ROK 30.
That saves $30 on the G-Rock.
Which is huge because speaker. It's truly the best speaker ever.
You put this thing on your cart, it does not budge. It sounds amazing, and that's just a steal. So
they're not just card speakers. Like, I stick it on the refrigerator at the house when we're in the garage. I stick it on the toolbox. Like, it sticks everywhere. So it's pretty awesome.
It sticks everywhere. It sticks everywhere. Oh my gosh, these Oakley glasses. $120 on the side. I'm just looking at and seeing these for the first time.
They've got the prism lens too.
They look really cool for Valentine's Day. Is there a discount code for those?
No. I mean, they're already discounted.
Yeah, the $120 for those. So that's teasandtees.com. Next up, Battle at the Beach, a couple weeks away. So it's real. We've announced the pods. The pod system is up on Steez and Tees on Instagram. We've got 40 players at Hammock Beach Resort. A nice little change of pace. Me and Johnny Wonder are going to really have to play our asses off to be able to get out of our pod, because we did it this year to where all the best players are in one pod, and the next tier of handicap players are in the next, and the next tier, you know, so like a 10 is playing a 10, and fives are playing fives and things like that. You know, so we've done that. And I think it's going to make a really cool difference. The event is on March 6th to the 8th. So be looking for that on our page. If you start seeing some of that, you know, the gear show up, we've started getting like so many balls. We got all the Rockform speakers in. We got all the Arcos gear. We've got some gear from Cobra. We've got these shafts from True Temper that are going on some Cobra wedges that Wedge FX on Instagram is actually customizing for us for giveaways, raffles. I'm going to be doing an online giveaway through Instagram. Oh my gosh, these shafts that True Temper did for us are unreal, to the point where I ordered three extra because I'm gonna build my new wedges with these shafts. They're just so amazing. And we've got the trophies in. Mel, you're really hype on these trophies.
I love them. They turned out so good.
I feel like you could almost surf on these surfboard trophies. They're that big. They're like little, what do you call the skimboards? Is that what it is? When you skim in the ocean, like right up to be a skimboard, it looks like a little skim. Obviously says presented by Cobra Puma, because they're our friends. They're great. They're coming in and providing a lot for this event. Hopefully down the road, we have some opportunity to do even bigger and better things with Cobra. But we just have so many sponsors and partners on this event. You know, I mentioned Bridgestone and Arcos coming in. Then you've got Atomic Golf and the ball markers. There's everything. So a lot going on with this event. Hosted, obviously, by steezandtees.com. And we've got Vegas, one more team spot. It's a two-man event for April 30th to May 3rd at Reflection Bay. We've talked about it a lot, but there is one more team spot available. So if you're interested, please hurry up on that. I think deadline is like next Friday on that event. We're closing up shop. There's just nothing we can do about it. We've got to have the rooming list and everything into the resort. We've got to have the field so we can start getting all the signage made and start sizing up all the swag, which is what so many of you are excited about on top of the golf, because it's what we try to do. We try to provide cool experience, you know, obviously lodging and golf all part of it, and then throw you a few cool items that you can only get if you're playing in our events. And then Pinehurst, worth mentioning, just because I had, I fit this guy, he actually just hit me up on IG in a DM, Matthew Praden. He was like, you know, talking about him and his boys doing a boys trip to Pinehurst. And I was like, well, come on, man. Like, why aren't you playing in our event, Pinehurst, the Stableford? And he's like, I didn't know about this. And I'm like, you listen to my podcast. You're literally getting fit for a putter today because you heard my podcast. And you're coming in and you're talking to me about going to Pinehurst and you don't know about Stableford. So, you know, it's like, it kind of hit me like, oh, people don't quite see everything that we post. So Pinehurst is a big one. If you want information on Pinehurst and Stableford, that's kind of the next one that we're going to start filling up here soon. Probably got about, I don't know, 12 to 15 spots left individual spots on that one. It's a different one. It's a little, I guess, of a hodgepodge. You know, we put the players all together. You may never play with your teammate. It's Stableford format. You don't even know like who's winning throughout the round until each round, and then it changed. Like last year at Innisbrook, it changed every round. There was a different leader.
Well, and I like that one because all our other events aren't handicapped. this one's not handicapped, but it is broken up by handicap. So it gives the people that are like, oh, I can't really compete with these, you know, scratch golfers, but I want to play. When they get into the Stableford event, they're able to play and not hurt their team because of the way that we have that format laid out.
Yeah. If you're scared of that, there's no reason to be scared of that whatsoever. So that's kind of next up on that. All right. The Tour B just launched today. So Bridgestone, big partners of ours for our events this year. They are the official ball of Steez and Tees, and they're the ball in my bag. And I got the Tour B XS going. Played Tim Aquana today, and it was so windy, and I was hitting the ball on a rope, and I'm just sitting there going, wow, I never in a million years could imagine last year's Tour B XS behaving like this. And I've hit some balls, you know, that were just flying way farther than normal. And I'm not just saying that, okay? I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. I've been a Pro V1 guy. I hit the Pro V1 just as far, I'm sure. But there's something about the Tour B XS around the greens and the feel off the putter, the way it just comes off, it's a little softer. I like that feel a little bit better, especially for the short game. So all that being said, I am so into this ball, and I really hope you give it a try. Any questions on the Tour B XS, X, RX, or RXS, which is what Mel's going to play. Got some of the Mel Shell Golf RXSs in there. So if you're playing out of Fleming Island, where we play mostly,
I'm sure you will find plenty.
You're going to find plenty of them, all right? Definitely give that a try. That's all I can say. Next up, last up, I just wanted to touch up on the distance debate. Are you up on this at all, Mel? Like, have you been paying attention to everyone saying...
I haven't paid attention to anything other than getting this website going. I haven't showered in, like, I don't know, 16 days, it feels like.
That's not even true whatsoever.
Oh, I have in the group chat. I've seen this because I commented. I was like, you guys just talk too much about this shit. Like, too much.
They go deep, right? They were going pretty deep on this. You know, and a couple of the guys, like, they're just, they like this. They like talking about this. And I get it. I do too. But I think the problem is, if there is a problem, it's not on tour, or I'm sorry, it's not at the amateur level. On tour, the ball goes far, but I'm not going to just say that it's just because the equipment and the ball and this and all of that. Like, everything has gotten better, yes, but say it's like 10, 15 yards.
Can you give me
like
staples out of there, please?
Where? Out of the drawer? That drawer, yeah. So say the ball is going like, I don't know, 10 or 15 yards farther on average now than it was before. I don't think that's going to affect scores. Like, scoring records aren't falling every single day. I cannot find these staples, baby. I have no idea where
in these... the little... Oh, they might be on my side.
Yeah, probably. That makes more sense. No, you're the staple size. So anyway, I don't think at the amateur level anything needs to change. I think as a custom club fitter, I should voice my opinion a little bit. And that is, one, I'm just going to say that maybe on tour the ball is going farther. I'm not going to say it's all the equipment. Yes, the ball's better. Yes, the equipment itself is better. But Phil Mickelson, I think, nailed it when he was just saying, look, like, the athletes, the players are better athletes. Like, we're going to get better. We're swinging faster. Ball's going to go farther, things like that. I don't know what we can do about, you know, rolling the ball back and things like that in the actual golf course and changing the golf course up. But I don't think anything needs to really change. Now, on the amateur level, absolutely nothing needs to change. I don't know if you know this, but I see more players in my fitting bay that hit it 200 yards off the tee than hit it 300 yards off the tee. And every single person that comes in, they're probably coming in, and I'm saying like 8 out of 10, maybe I'm speaking to an older crowd here with this, and they can relate, but it's... I need to hit the ball 10 to 15 yards farther because that's how much yardage I've lost, right? Because of old age, not swinging, you know, as fast, things like that. Why should we change anything for that guy? They need that 15 extra yards that the equipment, the technology can help them. And then you got the rest of the crowd that say, well, no, the ball is going too far, you know, on tour, things like, you know, does it really matter? Because I think that if a player is hitting the ball 320 off the tee, and you take them back to 300, they're still going to score the same. Like, it's really not that big of a difference. You know, people, and we talked about this a little bit, you know, Tim Cook and I on the last podcast, we were just talking about the pros not throwing darts out there. They're not throwing darts the average distance proximity of the hole from like 100 yards is every bit of 20 feet or something like that. You would think that, you know, it'd be a little closer, but they're not over here throwing darts. So that being said, the ball probably doesn't need to be rolled back. I don't know where you stand on it. The ball, maybe they can do something on tour. Maybe, I don't know, with bifurcation, if that's how you even say that word right. I have no idea. Didn't even know it was a thing. And that's where they have separate rules from on tour and the pros than we do on the amateur level. Now, I'm going to do a video on YouTube, and I'm going to go play golf. I'm going to hit my drive, and I'm going to hit a ball from where my drive goes. And then I'm going to go back 20 yards, and I'm going to hit another ball. And I'm just going to see the difference in the score. And I truly don't think that the difference is going to be that big. I think it's going to be almost around the same. And I think the intangible is just going to be, you know, short game, right? So with that being said, I think on the distance standpoint, it's a conversation that the USGA is having, the RNA is having, and I guess they're going to roll out some sort of plan. I'm very eager to see what that plan is. But where I stand as an equipment guy and a gearhead, I'm sitting here telling you, let's, for God's sakes, let's not change anything at all. Like, let's just not. We need all the help we can get. This game is hard as hell. Mel, I know you don't have anything to add on the distance debate, but how's teesandtees.com looking?
Fantastic.
Beautiful. That's all you've done. So thanks. Happy Valentine's Day. Thanks for listening. Any questions on anything? As always, sorry that this was kind of a rant pod, but I just wanted to check in on a couple random topics, put it all together, and see what comes out, which was a bunch of me talking about golf nerd stuff. Probably not with complete thoughts, but I enjoy it, as always. Hopefully you do too, and you enjoy your week.
The Brian Golf Show, presented by Cobra Puma Golf.
Now that you're Brian Golf Show family, here's where I need your help. We'll do it after every pod. Shoot me a DM or tweet me what you learned on the show today after listening, and I'll throw you in an exclusive contest for some random Cobra Puma Golf gear. Never know what it could be. 1 month could be a driver. 1 month could be some hats. 1 month could be this, that. But for every 50 entries we get, we'll pick a winner to keep it exclusive. Thank you so much for your support. Now, go tell your friends about the Brian Golf Show. Thanks.